This is KUT. For the most part, it's been a very hot, dry summer in Central Texas. That got us thinking about the increased risk of wildfires. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, while there might have been some recent rains, that doesn't change the long-term trends in firefighting.
First off, this summer, Travis County Fire Marshal Tony Calloway says it's been a pretty busy one.
We have seen a year that mimics more of what we had 3-4 years back, with a longer duration of dry period, with unfortunately not enough rain during this period of time and high heat.
He says those conditions lead to more wildfires, and those wildfires increasingly are being fought from the air using the county's Starflight helicopters.
They're taking on more and more of an active role in that. We've had obviously more grass fires here versus last year related to where they were going to potentially destroy property. And secondary, their capabilities are better than they were. Each year, Starflight has increased their capabilities.
Casey Ping is the county's Starflight program director.
Certainly, as our community grows and we have more wildland interface in some difficult to access areas, the helicopter becomes even more important.
Ping says the county's aerial firefighting capabilities really ramped up after the Central Texas wildfires of 2011, killed two and burned around 1,700 homes.
I mean, that was really kind of our Central Texas wake-up call.
By 2013, the county had bought one chopper especially for firefighting. The others in the fleet can be outfitted to fight fires, but they're also used as air ambulances or in search and rescue operations.
That is a balance that we're always trying to weigh is, what are the resource needs for the fires? Where are the fires? What resources do we have available? And trying to make sure that we keep as much air, capability as we can in place for other emergencies.
Those other emergencies help foot some of the expenses. The county just increased fees for patients that are transported by Starflight to a base rate of around $15,000 per flight, an amount that sounds like a lot, though county officials say they intend the cost to be covered primarily by patients' insurance and can reduce the fee for people paying high deductibles. Starflight Director Ping says commissioners are also expected to vote this month on whether to buy a replacement helicopter to meet future growth.
So it's a challenge that will, I think, continue to grow.
In the short term, Travis County Fire Marshal Tony Calloway says rain this week could alleviate fire risk, but could also cause grass to grow that might serve as fuel when things dry up again. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.